Well, unlike many Christmas songs, this is actually a narrative, and it's based upon historical fact. It seems back during the early years of World War I, around Christmas time, on the Western Front, we had some strange things happening that certainly haven't happened again in modern history. It was trench warfare. It was early in the war, and there were a lot of trenches that were actually fairly close to each other. So the Germans and the British could actually, you know, hurl insults at each other and trade for cigarettes if they wanted, and actually not follow the rules of war very well because they weren't really very well trained soldiers at that point. And it was common to have a truce so that the people could go out and find their dead and bury them. But around Christmas time, just about a week before Christmas time, across the entire Western Front, happened a little bit with the Belgians and very little with the French, mostly occurred between the Germans and the British. A truce broke out. An unofficial truce started by the troops themselves. It happened in pockets, and it didn't all happen at once or in the same place, but it did happen over a large geographical area along the front. And it started by the Germans mostly singing Christmas carols, putting up little Christmas trees, and the British would listen to the Christmas carol sung in German. Then they'd sing another one, perhaps in English, and they would trade back and forth. And then it got out of hand. and they actually decided not to shoot each other in many of the places and to get out and exchange pleasantries and talk and trade cigarettes and brandy. And there is even history of the Royal Welsh Fusiliers playing German Company 371. They were playing a soccer game in no man's land, and it was lit at night, lit by flares. And so this is the only Christmas story I know and the only Christmas song I know that actually mentions sports at all.
Well, it's perfect for us then.
It is, and so it works for you. I like it because of wondering, you know, the trenches, they were all knee-deep in mud. And they were cold and ill-fed and ill-tempered, probably. But somebody had the foresight to bring a soccer ball to the trenches. and so they can tell you how much the English love their soccer. Their football. Sorry, football.
That's right. That's right. Over there.
We don't call it soccer. And so that's really what this song is about. And it was written by a guy named John McCutcheon. And he sang this song for many years. A lot of people didn't believe in it. Didn't think it was real. Thought it was just no one would believe such romantic, you know, fol-de-rol. But at some point during his concerts in England, a couple of men came in wheelchairs and were rolled right up to him after the concert and said, "Yes, that was real because we were there."
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of it's not Frosty or it's not Rudolph and it's certainly not a Des Deus Fidelis, but it's good and I think it's a cool story and maybe if people listen to it. Stop and think about the nature of this time of year.
Absolutely. Well, let's give a listen. Right. Tom Burby here on Downtown.
Well, my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium and to Flanders, from Germany to here, I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no songs of peace were sung. Our families back in England, they're toasting us that day. They're brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground. When across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, "Now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear. as one young German voice sang out so clear. "You're singing bloody well, you know," my partner says to me. And soon, one by one, each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons all were silent. The gas clouds rolled no more as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and the reverend pause was spent, "God rest you, merry gentlemen," struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next day sang was steely knocked, that silent night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. "There's someone coming towards us," the frontline sentry cried, and all sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on that plain so bright as he bravely strolled unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side, we walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, met their hand to hand. And we shared some secret brandy, and we wished each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box, and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. But soon daylight stole upon us. France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night: whose family have I fixed within my sights? It was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. But the frozen fields of France were warm, the songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas come since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Man, that is great. What a great song, wonderful story. Tom Burby, little history and a good sentiment for the season. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, great story.